This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State health officials report 179 confirmed COVID patients in Colorado hospitals as of yesterday, the lowest number since September 2020. Officials say 55% of them are unvaccinated. Meanwhile, some epidemiologists caution that China and Europe are seeing new coronavirus spikes. Colorado regulators want to decommission the state's largest coal-fired power plant in 2029. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports that sooner than the owners proposed.
The Public Utilities Commission says the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo should close by the end of the decade. Commissioner Megan Gilman says doing so would reduce both costs and greenhouse gas emissions by the plant and its operator, Xcel Energy.
And while this is not a lowest cost test, as the company points out, it is a reasonable cost test. And to me, it is fundamentally not reasonable to have ratepayers pay more to pollute more.
If approved, it would mark a significant change from last year, when Xcel and the commission's staff agreed not to close the plant until the end of 2034. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The state will send Ukraine more than 1,000 ballistic helmets and roughly 840 sets of body armor donated by local law enforcement agencies. Officials say 25 of the agencies contributed to the collection, including several university police departments. 69 degrees in Denver. It is 67 in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.